Ksuvos per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. This mission doesn't add a whole lot to what we understand already regarding this topic. It's pointing out, according to Rabbi Meir, who's the author of our Mishnah, that the time frame in which a kanas could be applied for onus and mafata is only when a girl is a na'ara, from 12 years old till 12 and a half. He holds that neither older than that when she's a bulgaris nor younger than that when she's a katana is eligible for a kanas, based on the pasuk. Separately, there's a din that a father has a zchus to, the father has a right to sell his daughter when she's a minor, less than 12 years old, to be an ama ivriya, to be a servant. As the Ramban explains, the rationale here is when a father can't afford to keep his daughter, the idea is that he's hoping, and there's a mitzvah upon the person who actually buys this girl as a servant to actually marry her, or marry her off to his daughter, his son. So in any case, the ability for a father to do that only exists while the girl is a katana. So the Mishnah observes that the time in which a girl can be sold as an ama ivriya is only until she's bas mitzvah, and the time a girl can be eligible for getting the kanas, or her father getting the kanas, through onus or pitui, is when she's passed bat mitzvah for those 6 months, then therefore they never overlap. That's what the Mishnah says here. It says, kol makom sheyesh mecher, any scenario in which a father has the right to still sell his daughter to be an amariya, a servant, so that's while she is before the stage of na'ara, meaning she hasn't hit puberty, and she's not yet 12 years old yet, or I guess she is not both 12 years old and having hit puberty, as evidenced by having two hairs. So then, ein kanas, in that age there's no kanas yet, because she's a minor, and kanas only for a nara, as the pasuk says. V'chol makom sheyesh kanas, in a scenario where there's a kanas, meaning that she's nara stage, past 12 years old, and hit puberty, then ein mecher, no longer could the father tell her to be an amavriya. Therefore, says the Mishnah, explaining it more fully, katana, when it comes to a girl who's a katana, still a minor, before bas mitzvah, yesh la mecher, she could be sold, ve'en la kanas, but there's no penalty for onus and pitui. However, na'ara, when she reaches the age of na'ara, meaning she passes bat mitzvah age, so then yesh la kanas, if one would be ma'anes or mafata to her, so then they would have to give a kanas, ve'en la mecher, but the father could not anymore sell her to be an amavriya, to be a servant. And in both cases, habogeres ein la lo mecher v'lo knas, once the girl reaches that third stage of bagrus, meaning after 12 years and 6 months, or 6 months after she becomes a nara, so then neither do the father have the ability to sell her anymore as the amevriya, nor is there the application anymore of the knas, because she's a bogeres. This is Rav Meir Shita. The halacha is not quite like this Mishnah, because the halacha holds that there is a knas for a girl who is less than 12 years old also. So, not exactly quite like this Mishnah, but in any case, that is this Mishnah.